Elevator going up.
This is Doug Gillard of Guided by Voices, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Early Electromix is a series to document the history of experimental electronic music from the 50s to the 80s. Pioneers who paved the way for what was to become techno, ambient, electronica, and most of what we are listening to. Essential Culture on air every Tuesday from 11 to 12 a.m.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars?
Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump?
Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you.
It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee.
Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Brendan Donegan of Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that almost 13,000 people living in the 18th and 19th congressional districts will go without pay if the federal government shuts down this weekend, according to the Congressional Research Service and New York Senator Chuck Schumer. He said, and I quote, "We cannot afford to let the extreme fringe views of the House Republican Conference risk a government shutdown and needlessly hurt New York families. This is not an abstract issue. If the House GOP refuses to embrace this bridge towards cooperation and away from extremism, the government will inevitably shut down, causing disruptions for millions of New Yorkers to services they rely on, while thousands of federal workers could be furloughed," end quote. Democrats in the Senate have passed a spending plan, but House Republicans are deadlocked with a small group of ultra-conservative representatives blocking all compromises. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said September 28th that he would not take up Senate legislation designed to keep the federal government fully running. He did not offer an alternative plan, so this weekend shutdown seems inevitable. Republican Mark Molinaro represents the 19th District and, without giving details, said he has a plan, saying, and I quote, "In a bipartisan government, our solution must be bipartisan, and that's what I'm continuing to work on," end quote. Democrat Pat Ryan, who represents the 18th District, said, and I quote, "I'm pushing relentlessly to keep the government open, but extreme Republicans in the House refuse to negotiate. They haven't proposed legislation to fund the government and won't vote on the overwhelmingly bipartisan Senate legislation that would avert a shutdown. Thousands of Hudson Valley families, including active duty military personnel and postal workers, will go without pay. Millions more could go without vital services like SNAP and WIC." End quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Philip Pantuso reports for the Times Union about how Tubby's in Kingston is celebrating 5 years of bringing indie rock, hardcore, noise, and experimental bands to the Hudson Valley. Co-owner Corey Plump, who does the booking for the venue, said, and I quote, "I want it to feel like a different space, as much as I can every time you walk in here. There's usually something for everybody if you're of an adventurous mind musically," end quote. And other owners, Katie McElroy, Drew Perino, and Morgan Coy, have made the bar into a destination for bands around the country. McElroy said it began more as a, and I quote, neighborhood bar that had a few shows a week, end quote, rather than the full-scale music venue it is today. Back then, BSP and the Beverly Lounge in Kingston also hosted similar shows, but they are closed now, and now, Coy says, and I quote, you'll see touring bands here that you would never see in a venue this size, end quote. Perino said, and I quote, what's really hard now with businesses is everything has to be a certain thing or fit into a certain ideal or attract a certain kind of people, but we can just do what we do. And that feels like a real privilege, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. New York's Foliage Report says this week, and I quote, in Greene County, spotters reporting from the upper elevations around Windham predict up to 40% leaf change with green, red, and yellow leaves of average brilliance, while foliage spotters in Catskill predict 10 to 15% change with a mix of orange, yellow, and red leaves. Albany County spotters at Thatcher State Park in Voorheesville predict up to 35% foliage change this weekend with average shades of yellow, orange, and green, along with some wisp of red. Columbia County spotters in Hudson predict 15% change this weekend with average shades of yellow and gold and a few splashes of orange, end quote. Read more about this at New York's Foliage Report online. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC Weekend Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a chance of showers today, mainly before 9 a.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, with a temperature high near 66 degrees and a north wind at around 6 miles per hour. Tonight it will be mostly clear with a temperature low of around 51 degrees and a northwest wind at 3 to 5 miles an hour. On Sunday, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 73 degrees and a north wind at 3 to 8 miles an hour. And on Sunday night, it will be mostly clear with a temperature low of around 58 degrees. And on Monday, sunny with a high near 74 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Professor Trixie von Mothersbaugh of Catskill, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Grabbable, handleable, listener-fueled radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Number 10.
Thank you.
this girl alive. I took 10 pills today. I got bruises on my thighs. Plus, I gave away my brain. I'm the dumbest girl alive. I got lightning in my veins. Walk around like Frankenstein. I did science on my face. I'm the dumbest girl alive. Never ask me what I think. Don't know why you even try. Cause I always get it wrong. I'm the dumbest girl alive. Money coming from my mouth. Money coming from my
something in your eye. Can you show me how?
Can you show me how to
cry?
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine,
nine. Coming to the Half Moon in Hudson, Baba Commandant.
Kana waso, kana waso, kana waso, kana waso, kana waso.
Number 7.
Next on the WGXC community radio station, we're going to hear from Gary's Dream, a band based in the Catskills, with a new album out in 2023. The band consists of Aviva Sky on vocals, Shelby Serrano on drums, Wesley Harper on keyboards and synth, and Ryan Serrano on guitar. Here is the band Gary's Dream and their song To the Moon on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Sleep.
Number 6.
On Thursday, September 28th, Catskill's Reckless Eric performed at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. WGXC regularly has webcasts and broadcasts of shows there, and we have a recording. Here is probably Reckless Eric's most famous song.
There's only one girl in the world for you, and she.
number
five, 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 five,
five.
Number
four.
Thank you.
2023 new music from Bike, remixed by Minimi Deutsch, the German krautrock band. That's Sante Cabeza on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar powered community radio.
Number
3.
Next up, we have 2023 new music from local band Jaded Azurides. That's Columbia County poet Karen Schomer and legendary bassist Mike Watt. Here is the song Songed from their 2023 release, Number 6.
In the blue motel of sleep, on the purple beat, a hand touches a piano key. I dip beneath layers, deep layers of voices. Emerge into a hallway, closed doors of bedrooms, brass knobs with mechanisms designed to stop me. Rooms with mothers and fathers, sofas, rugs, mantelpieces. The complete Yale Shakespeare. Surprising heaviness of small blue bugs. I whisper to the bugs. It is fortunate that I touched him in the blue motel of sleep.
Number
two.
I have a house in the land to the north, one half of it red gold, the lower half of silver. Its porch is of white bronze, and its threshold copper, and of the wings of white yellow birds is its thatch, I think. Its candlesticks are golden, with a candle of great purity, with a gem of precious stone in the middle of the house. But for myself and the High Queen, none of us are sad. None of us are sad. A household there without old age, with yellow crested hair.
from the 2023 album Murmurs and Whispers. That was Kopeck's PG6 with I Have a House.
Number
one.
But right now, we are joined by Mike Amari, a local event organizer for Opus 40, Basilica Hudson, and other places, and Liam Singer, the owner of the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, who is also on Wavefarm's board of directors. And each month they come and preview events from their the show paper in the Chosen Family zine. And this month we're talking about what's coming up in October. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Good.
Nice
yeah.
to see that sun.
Yes, it's after a dreary weekend, it is the sun has returned.
I guess I should preface by saying that all the shows that we're talking about, the show paper, we'll post it on our Instagram.
Yes.
Probably, pretty much right around the first. And then the zines themselves, the physical printed zines will, with the show paper in them, will drop probably Friday, Saturday, Sunday this weekend. Mm-hmm. And we post, where we're dropping them on the Instagram as well. So if you want to, pick up one of these things or just, screenshot it on your phone or whatever, that's how you can find what we're talking about.
Yeah, and if we weren't clear at the beginning, The Chosen Family is a zine that you guys put out that has all kinds of interesting stuff in it, a very interesting events calendar.
Yeah, we try to sort of focus on small, mid-sized DIY spaces all the way from the Hudson Catskill area down to the Newburgh Poughkeepsie Beacon area and, roughly the Hudson Valley. It's a kind of nebulous region. It can be hard to know what's going on, but, hopefully people check it out and are willing to make that half hour, 40 minute drive and see something new.
Well, people who live around here probably know how hard it is to find out about events. I mean, I think that's sort of what this is born out of, is like we kind of do some of the research for you, so to speak, where it's like, you might not have to rely on your social media algorithm or whatever your mailing lists that you're signed up to find out about shows. You can hopefully find out about something.
Yeah, I think we've all had the experience of being on social media and seeing like, oh, this show was 2 days ago.
Right. All the good ones happened 2 days ago. Yeah.
Or when a post says tonight and you're like, please be today. Please be today.
Yes.
It's like 5 days
ago. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, but October. Yeah. Obviously we're getting into the Halloween season, so there are some good. I mean, Halloween being on a Tuesday, it's one of those funny years where it's hard to know what the
weekend of
what the night is to celebrate. But there's a lot of good stuff.
Seems
happening.
Like people are banking on the Saturday. For
yeah,
sure.
Saturday's
the
a big
Saturday,
one.
The Saturday before or the Saturday
after?
Saturday before.
Yeah,
so that's like the 28th, I believe. Yeah. There's a bunch of stuff on the 28th.
Mm-hmm. On the 27th, Shadow Witch is playing Half Moon. They're a lot of fun. They do a black white show on Halloween. They're kind of a doom metal band, but they do this. The lead singer told me it was inspired by seeing Genesis when he was a kid. And they did this kind of black light thing.
Well, it's very like DIY black light show, though. It's like he's made his own apparatus for these lights, and then they wear costumes that are made for it and stuff. It's really
pretty
great.
It's great.
But it's kind of lo-fi in that way too.
And Half Moon has some more stuff than usual happening.
They
this
do.
Month.
It seems like they're a little bit back.
Yeah, they've got two cool experimental shows. On the 6th, they've got Tom Carter, who's a great experimental guitarist. And then on the 14th, Chris Corsano, Leah Bertucci, Ben Vita, Erica Don Lyle. It's kind of a whole big lineup of pretty cool.
Mostly based in the Hudson Valley.
Mostly Hudson
people.
Valley.
Yeah.
I think Erica's touring. So that's fun to see. And also a show on the 1st, I think, at John Doe Records. So Hudson's getting
that
some
Laurie
stuff
Goldstein show on the 1st, right? Yeah, yeah.
Well, and Half Moon has that band Baba Commandant and the Mandingo Band, who are playing three shows in the Hudson Valley. So Half Moon, The Falcon, and then Tubbies.
Right?
Yeah. So, and they're an amazing band. I think they played at Half Moon a couple months ago as well. And they're from, I want to say, Ghana?
Yeah. No, Burkina Faso.
Oh, Burkina Faso. Yeah. So amazing band, and you could, have your pick. I'm sure that one of those places is near you,
Yeah, definitely worth seeing. And yeah, we were sort of just discussing which shows to cover, and it has to be mentioned that Lightning Bolt is playing Colony, which is just so interesting. Interesting a venue choice as we wonder in the magazine if they're playing Colony, does that necessarily make them classic rock?
I like that.
The boomers in Woodstock are going to be out for Lightning Bolt.
I've never seen anyone mosh in there, really.
No, I mean,
Super
Chunk,
there was lots of pogoing going on in Colony, which may have been a first for...
I remember years ago, they did a show there with Fishbone.
Oh, yeah, people mosh.
And that went over really well. And
Crowdsurfing.
Yeah, crowdsurfing and stuff.
That's
but
a little more Woodstock than Lightning Bolt, though.
Yeah, totally. No, Lightning Bolt's like just, you know, more of an affront to your senses.
Sheer force.
Yeah.
But with an aging fan base, I'd be curious to know how wild it'll get, you know, like near the drums, if people will mosh the way they used to.
Yeah, and if they still have that kind of following, like if that following is coming from all over the region to see them and bringing the energy, which I would assume they would, you know, they don't care what venue it's in. It's like, we're here to see our favorite band, you know?
But that same night at Tubby's, there's a great noise show. If the Lightning Bolt
competing
shows
noise shows.
Yeah.
So there was a noise show in Cairo on Saturday.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's
it got moved here at the last moment, but there was a noise show in Cairo.
Was it in that building on Main Street again?
At one point it was going to be, and then it moved to somebody's house like behind Main Street, but it kept getting moved at the last minute. It was supposed to be in Kingston or something.
Mm.
Yeah. I know that there are a couple local noise artists who live in Cairo and have been throwing some stuff there, which is good to see. And there was also, happened too last minute for us to list for this month, but there was a show at Nonchalant Gallery on Sunday that seemed very well attended. So good to see things happening in Cairo.
For the first time that I can remember, non-cover bands performing in Cairo.
Yeah, well, there was like a month or two ago, there was that whole like noise festival, Buddy Fest.
Yeah, that's put on.
Moved around a few times over the years, but
it has been in Cairo before, his house. I think I went one year. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
George Clanton at Glens Falls House. That's a pretty big one for all those
Glens Falls House
fans.
Yeah.
More Cairo.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Round Top, but part of Cairo, yeah.
Yeah. There's also, October, I always think of O-Positive Festival in Kingston.
Right.
Is, Indigenous Peoples Weekend, the 6th through the 8th. I don't know if they've, like, released the schedule, but, you know, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, if you have one of those days and you can go, you're just going to find something.
I mean, they got Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah. Which is crazy. I think he's going to be in the Old Dutch Church.
He's not opening for Lightning Bolt?
Yeah. which is an interesting venue, yeah. And then like this Sunday coming up, which is the first, is the final day of Tubby's 5-year, which is kind of a mini festival in its own right, which is in the alleyway next to Tubby's, and it's like 10 bands or something.
Yeah, amazing lineup. They killed it.
Honestly, artists from like all over the world and all over the region. So I don't know if
Landlady at Graveside, that's cool.
Yeah.
Adam Schatz, who is Landlady, is a very cool Brooklyn musician who, you know, doesn't have huge name recognition, I guess, but has probably played with someone you love. It's kind of all over the place. What else we have going on?
While we're looking, we're listening to WGXC Acre, and we're talking with Mike Amari and Liam Singer, and going over the show paper listings from the Chosen Family Zine.
This was an interesting one. This is on October 15th at the Orpheum Theater in Saugerties, the Upstate Films Theater there. Harry Smith's early abstractions. So this experimental short films that he made that I've never heard about. And a local musician with an ensemble, with a band, Will Epstein, who's an interesting musician in his own right, is like doing a live soundtrack.
That's cool.
That was something that I hadn't really heard anything about or seen anything about, but sounded really interesting. There's a couple cool little like film things going on. There was another one at Orpheum, I think, that's a documentary that's just coming out about like the roots of like Zydeco and Cajun music. Nice. That sounded really cool.
I love Zydeco.
So,
has anybody been to the local yet in Saugerties?
Oh, well, yeah, you have.
Yeah, just put on a show there on Sunday. Show that I had to move indoors because of the rain. From Opus 40. So
how was that venue?
Awesome space. I mean, it's an old church chapel, so it's got these great stained glass windows, high ceiling, you know, wood, everything. So it's cool.
Good.
Yeah, I think for especially for like quieter stuff, it's like a really
that's what their programming
listening room. Yeah,
towards.
But they've got we've got some stuff there this month. They have
They've also got an Afrobeat band.
Yeah.
Neva Wartell was raving about how the first band that played there or something was the best band she's ever seen or something. It was some Afrobeat band. I don't remember.
Yeah, the organizers, I don't know them, but they seem to have a history with event organizing, and they're coming out of the gate with some really strong shows.
Yeah, so that's right in town in Saugerties, right around the corner from the Orpheum and from all, you know, the little main intersection there. So I mean, as far as I know, it's the first time there's kind of a legit music venue in Saugerties in a long time.
A nightlife district.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple of restaurants and the movie theater, and so there's like plenty to do in Saugerties now.
Yeah.
Skate Time dance party for Halloween hosted by Hirana Market. That's cool. That's on the 30th. Avalon, there's a couple Halloween events on the Thursday before Halloween, the 26th. We're hosting a screening of WNUF Halloween Special, which is a sort of modern cult classic Halloween movie.
Yeah, what is that?
Sort of like a fake, I think it's a, I haven't seen it, but it's a fake broadcast from the 80s that I think slowly sort of gets taken over by zombies or something like that.
It's radio
but
art.
Sleepover Trading Company, that's some folks that are starting this sort of idea of in Catskill of these kind of 80s throwback events. So this is, that one's by them. And
my favorite guitarist in the whole world is playing at Tubby's October 21st, I think, Chris Forsythe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
That's that and the Baba Commandant show are two of the biggest ones I want to see this month.
For sure. Those are really good choices. But, yeah, a lot of kind of just local heroes playing this month, too. I mean, I can't go over them all, but just a lot of really talented people from the Hudson Valley, I'm seeing on the calendar this month.
Yeah, so everyone should, you know, check out the show paper, find something. I mean, the great thing about the show paper is that we give these little anecdotes or little descriptions of the shows. So, you know, they aren't from like a press release, and they aren't, totally serious either. So it's like trying to just
still give you a little flavor of what
it
might
be. Exactly. So, you know, if some